Included in this series of workshops has been one specifically for women writers. Jane Potter is a reader in arts at the Oxford International Centre of Publishing and explains that women have been writing for generations about aspects of war, but they might not always have come to the fore.
We tend to envision a man when we talk about the phrase war poet. We think of soldiers, we think of officers. Very little do we think of sort of women implicated in that. But women have always been involved in war. It's not necessarily as frontline soldiers, obviously, until recently, but their lives have been intimately and irrevocably touched by war, whether they've been participants behind the lines, as it were, munitions workers, medical personnel, or taking up male jobs while men were fighting, such as in the First World War, where they became police women. And so the list is kind of endless in the ways in which women participate in war, but are also affected by war. And that particularly goes for women who became widows or post-war carers for men who came home. So I think the female voice has a lot to tell us about war and how it's commemorated. They really bear witness to war.
As a former serving US soldier and a military spouse herself, Mags Vibo from Richmond, Virginia, draws from these two perspectives and more to write about both personal experiences and shared ones.
I served from 2000 to 2004. My husband has been in for almost 25 years now, so I always tack that on as well, because I feel like being a military spouse, all of the moving, all the transition, and all the separation, all of that, it's obviously made its way in there. So a lot of my poems with the Veterans Writing Project discuss the military service. Belly Jazz was a poem that I wrote about infertility and miscarriages. Mr. Scratch was a poem I wrote about sleep loss and disorders. Sandpiper Man was a poem I wrote about time apart and deployment. So it kind of finds its way in to the poetry and all of that history, whether it's my history as a veteran, a female, or it's my history as his spouse.
Image and identity were other key themes that the writers explored. Claire Hughes had just turned 18 when she joined the army in 2008. On visits home, she found she struggled to connect with the family and friends she had formerly identified with, which led her to writing about the experience.
Particularly with the poem I wrote at home, I wrote that during the workshop and I pretty much wrote it in one go. We were getting ready to read out some of our work and I started working on something and I didn't really like it. And then within like the last few minutes, I just wrote at home. Susie had run a session about jargon and stuff. So I just went with it and I was writing down all the things that I could think of that my civilian friends didn't understand when I joined up. It sort of hit a beat as I was writing it. When I went on basic training, sort of after week seven, you get a chance to go home for the weekend. I thought I was talking normally and everyone's like, what are you on about? I have no idea what you're saying. And it does make you feel a bit like an outsider. You've got a foot in both worlds, but you're not completely in either, I don't think.
I ask my mum for scoff because I can't get rid of the taste of biscuit browns from the Rat Packs. As she cooks, she asks if I want tea or coffee, so I shout for a Julie Andrews, then we sit and I tell her about how our block is Redders and we're all threaders with so-and-so because she's always on the biff. At the pub, my mates ask, what is it you do again? Well, I'm an ODP in the REMC, so I pass the ET tube and refill the O2, but over at 3-3, I sort out the tentage, the click-clack flooring, count the cannulas, syringes, oxygen masks and scalpels. Make sure they don't disappear. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They've all gone when I come home 2 weekends later.